Well, good morning, everybody. We are here in the vehicle getting ready to head over to Focus on the Family this morning. It is a little bit frosty this morning, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it's freezing.
Scraping the windshield to get the ice off, something that I rarely, if ever, have to do in Arizona. But, hey, it's a good day. We're going to see AIO.
Yeah, it's awesome. Can't wait.
All right, we're going to check in a little bit later and hopefully get some interviews with some other attendees. We'll see you in a few.
Radio CSS Media,
your source for family-centered content.
RadioCSS.com.
And now, Audio Theater Central.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks around here call me Whit.
My name is Finian Jones, and you are...
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Well, hey everybody, I'm JD.
And I'm not JD, I'm Roy.
And I am not Roy, I am Andrew, and we are your hosts. For Audio Theater Central, no matter who we are not or are, we will still be your host for the next few minutes here.
That's right. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 25.
It is episode 25. And did you guys notice that on this special episode, bonus episode, number 25, we're actually covering the Adventures in Odyssey 25th birthday?
How cool is that?
How fitting.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Beautiful.
That is awesome.
Symmetry.
Yes. And to celebrate, we have cupcakes.
That's right.
We have cupcakes. You, however, unless you'd like to bake some at your house, have no cupcakes.
Okay. And it's just, I mean, 25 is a bit of a milestone, I think.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And we just passed our second birthday. So, I mean, cake all around. I mean,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
exactly.
So, as we mentioned, we're going to be covering the event at Focus on the Family, their 25th birthday party, and the Get in the Show finale. Guys, we've got some great stuff coming up for you. Some interviews with the actors, interview with writer, director, a man who wears many hats over there at Focus on the Family on the Odyssey team, Nathan Hubler.
Ooh.
Just some great stuff coming up. And I also wanted to mention, Roy attended an event not too long, well, just this past week, and he had a little bit of a celebrity status
Oh, no. I just want to give a quick shout out to all the people on the West Coast and everybody listening and everybody promoting our show, especially John, Patrick, all you guys. You're awesome. So thank you for all you do. You guys are great.
And that's awesome. Yeah. We have a street team.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Continue the promotion and everything. Your check will be in the mail. All that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, and it'll be a percentage of what we get. So a percentage of zero, I'll let you work that out. You just figure out what that will be.
Yes.
It'll be a blank check. Totally blank.
But...
Well, I think we should just jump into the content. What do you guys say?
Let's go ahead.
So I was able to go up there to the event. It was phenomenal. It was a great time. Unfortunately, very unfortunately, Roy and Andrew were not able to go.
Very unfortunately.
Yeah, yes. So, yeah. We wanted to be able to all go, but it just did not work out. But I was able to go and just hang out with some of the people at the event. So what we're going to try to do is play some audio from the event and just try to make it feel like you were there if you didn't get to attend, and you know, just get some good content and share it with you from that event. First of all, we talked with some of the fans when we arrived at the event, and some of the other AIO fans that had attended. So we're going to play a few chats that we had with some of the other attendees there. And first off, we're going to play Caleb, Jeremy, Parker, and Adeline for you. All right, we are here at the AIO Live event, and we're talking with Caleb. Caleb, how are you doing today?
Good.
You excited about the event?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I got a couple of questions for you about AIO. First of all, how old are you?
15.
How long have you been listening to AIO?
A long time.
Now, where did you guys travel from?
Woodland Park.
Okay. What is it about Odyssey that makes you a fan? What is the thing that really keeps you listening week after week?
They just got like some cool stories, and yeah.
I can't argue with that. Now, who's your favorite AIO character and why?
I don't know.
That's a hard choice, isn't it?
Probably Wick, because he makes a lot of cool stuff.
Absolutely. Now, what are you looking forward to most today?
Again, it's a hard one.
Did you go to the event in Dallas a couple months back?
No.
So you're looking forward to seeing that then, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking with me, Caleb.
No problem.
All right, now I'm talking with Jeremy here. We're getting ready to go into the event, and I just wanted to ask you a couple AIO-related questions. First of all, are you guys from the area, or where did you guys travel from?
Greeley.
How far away is that?
100 miles.
Okay. Now, what is it that you're looking forward to the most today at today's event?
Wooten.
Oh, absolutely. And I my other question was, who's your favorite? I think I may already know the answer.
Wooten.
All right. And what is it about Adventures in Odyssey that makes you a fan?
Wooten.
You know what? I cannot argue with those answers.
I mean, wrapped up in one word, that's, yeah.
Did you get your mail carrier cap over there?
Not yet.
Better grab one.
I'm thinking about it.
Better grab one on the way out.
Definitely.
All right, thanks, bro.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Parker, how old are you?
Six.
Six. How long have you been listening to Adventures in Odyssey?
For quite a while. I don't really know the exact time, but I've been listening to it for a long time.
That's fantastic. Who's your favorite character?
Matthew Parker.
Fantastic. Are you excited to see him today?
Yes.
What are you most looking forward to?
Probably seeing the show, like what they're doing.
That's awesome. Thanks for talking to me. And this is your sister here?
Yes.
And your name is Adeline?
Yeah.
Adeline, how old are you?
Five.
Five. Do you like Adventures in Odyssey?
Yes.
You listen every week?
I listen to it a long time. Like every day.
That is awesome. It's a good thing to listen to, isn't it?
Well, I like Emily.
Emily Jones?
Yeah.
Do you like the Jones and Parker Detective Agency?
Yeah.
When they have to solve those mysteries?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking with me today, Adeline.
You're welcome.
So that was really cool to be able to chat with some of the attendees there before the actual event had started.
Yeah, great interviews. That was awesome, JD. Loved hearing from all the people there, and that was great.
Pretty cool how the adults are able to answer the questions in one word, but the kids are just so excited.
I know, that's awesome.
On and on,
yeah.
About it.
Yeah. I listen to Odyssey all day. That's a good question. And Wooten describes Adventures in Odyssey perfectly.
Yes. Yeah. Wooten. Don't ever lose Wooten. That would be a travesty.
Well, after I chatted with those folks, I happened upon a very special guest. Can you tell us your name?
Tommy McCusker.
I'm sure you all recognize that last name. This is Tommy McCusker, the son of Paul McCusker, one of our favorite people on the show. He's been on Audio Theater Central two or three times now, I believe. I know you've been all around Odyssey for a long time, and you've probably listened to almost every episode, if not every one.
Yeah, I actually have listened to almost all of them.
What is it? I mean, you have a different perspective than most people. What is it like having your dad as one of the writers and producers?
Well, it's interesting. We get special privileges when we come to these places, and we get to meet all the actors behind the scenes. It's very nice. Friends with Zach and Jess and everyone. It's very fun talking to them.
That's awesome. So, who is your favorite character on Odyssey, let's say, of all time?
That would probably have to be Eugene, if all time, because, he's very funny, and he's good with computers, which I like, and, he's overall a nice character.
Yeah, and how about current character? You mentioned one a few moments ago.
Yeah, Wooten. Yeah. Wooten is universal, yeah.
And you're not the first one to say that today.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Tommy. I appreciate you talking with me.
Yep, thanks.
So that was cool to run into Tommy McCusker and chat with him for a little while. And then we swung by the Foley table that they had set up there, which was really neat. And so we'll let you listen in on that conversation and hear some of the sound effects.
We missed it, Roy.
Missed what?
The Foley table.
Oh, hello. The Foley table.
We missed it.
We missed the Foley table.
How can that be? No. Well, thankfully we get to hear it right now.
Right now, listen.
So I'm here with Levi. He's at the Foley table. He's going to tell us about some of the things we have here on the table that they use to make the sound effects for Adventures in Odyssey and for the radio theater programs. Levi, what is this this pelt here that we have?
Right here?
Yes.
Yeah, this is what we use for in Chronicles of Narnia, actually. This is the sound of the main that we use for Aslan. And the kind of the sound of the cutting in the first, the first Narnia, the Witch in the Wardrobe. And yeah, this is Aslan's mane.
That is so cool. And what is this pile of recording tape we have here?
This recording tape is actually used for the sound of walking on grass in the lawn of Wits End or different places throughout the audio film. So,
can you demonstrate it for us and see if we can catch that sound? Very cool. We got some shoes over here. We have four pairs of shoes and different types of stones that they use to make this footsteps. What are some of the shoes that we have here?
Some of the shoes we have here, he has Bart Rathbone, and then we have Mr. Whitaker's shoes. And the other shoes are just mainly used for different actors and different characters that's in the film. And we have different surfaces that we record the sound off of. And one of the surfaces is Wits End. And this is the sound of Wits End right here.
Very cool. And, of course, we have the infamous Wits End bell. Can you give us a demonstration of that? Perfect. Thank you very much, Levi. I appreciate it.
No problem. See you next time.
And that was one of my favorite things, swinging by that Foley table and looking at all of the stuff that they had there.
That is way, way, way cool.
Yes. Doubly
so
way cool.
What other things did they have that you did not mention?
Well, they had the actual trash can lid that was used in the episode of Snow Day.
That's
awesome.
Are you
serious? That's so cool.
That is really cool.
So, and you can see a picture of that in the show notes. We have pictures of a whole bunch of the items there from the Foley area.
Wow, that's cool.
So then the event kicked off, and Diane from the official podcast welcomed everybody, and then Brock and Evan from the official podcast and from the marketing area for Odyssey, they bring in this massive birthday cake, and it's got lit candles on it, and Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family, and his two sons blew out the candles after we all sang happy birthday. So that was really cool. One thing that was really funny is Mr. Daly asked his sons who their favorite characters were, and one of his sons said his favorite character was Mr. Groat. And that was funny because you could tell the real, real diehard Odyssey fans in the crowd because they were laughing at that point. And you look around and some people are not laughing and they're like, they didn't get it.
Oh,
yeah. But I'm like, you're not a fan.
Yeah.
Exactly. Probably just lived there and just happened to go. Yeah. Just wandered in.
And then Nathan Hubler did this really, really awesome demonstration, a presentation of producing an actual episode of Odyssey and how you put all the sound and the music and everything into it. He played a scene with nothing, just the voices, and then added in the sound effects and then the music. And it was really cool. But he had Bernard Walton's bucket up there on the stage that they use for the sound effects for his squeegee water and, when he was carrying mop buckets or whatever. And he had a couple of volunteers up there and he asked them if they wanted to kick the bucket to get the sound of a bucket falling over. But I think it came out a little bit, he wasn't meaning it that way, but it sounded funny.
Yeah.
You want to kick the bucket? Yeah. Right here on stage?
Right here.
But that was cool. And then, of course, they introduced the actors, Zach, Katie, and Andre. And then they brought up the finalists, and then the auditions began. And that was really cool, seeing the actors on stage performing a scene, and the finalists, the three finalists for the Get in the Show contest, were in that scene with the other actors. And then they each took a turn playing that same part. So it was the same script. And that was really neat, and we all got to vote. And then we took a lunch break, and then we recorded a little check-in during the break. So I'm going to play that, And then we're going to hear an interview with Odyssey Fan. This fellow runs a website called odysseyfan.com, and that's his screen name on all websites and stuff. So he uses the name Odyssey Fan since the early 90s, and so he just keeps that as his online name. So we chatted with him about his collection of Odyssey items. He has the world's largest collection of Odyssey things. So we'll let you listen in to that. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to check in again. We just finished up the first part of the event here this morning. We saw the auditions of the three Get in the Show finalists, Annalise, Anya, and Shona. They just finished that up. We're taking a lunch break right now, but the show is going great so far. Having a blast. We're going to try to talk to a few more people here during the intermission, and then we will get back after the show to give you the details of who the winner is. It was amazing seeing Zach and Katie and Andre performing on stage, and you know what? We're having a blast. Saw Brock Eastman a little earlier. Got to say hello to John Fornoff, who stopped by a little earlier. So having a great time. We're going to check in a little bit later. Right, I'm here with Odyssey Fan from odysseyfan.com. Man, how are you doing today?
Good. It's good to be here. Good to meet you.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to get to meet a lot of these people that we've been, you know, I've been corresponding with online via email or whatever. And so, yeah, I've checked out your website a few times, and we've corresponded a time or two. And so it's just cool to meet you. Tell us about your collection. I understand it's one of the largest, or is it the largest Odyssey collection in the world?
It is the largest. We've verified that using the Odyssey Scoop contest. I've met some of the other collectors and whatever, and based on, you know, what's out there and who I've talked to, eBay and whatever, over the last 15, 20 years, that, yes, it's the largest in the world.
That is awesome. Can you tell us about some of the maybe more rare items that you have?
Well, I just got this year, I got the 2010 trading cards and uncut printed sheet, so it's about 4 feet wide, uncut trading cards, and it's framed now. There's only one of those ever made. The rest of them obviously were chopped up for trading cards. I do have some DVDs from Singapore. Very interesting covers on those. You can see those pictures on my Facebook page. Obviously, I have a lot of autographed items that are one of a kind, personalized. I think we were counting up. I have over 20 autographed Odyssey books.
That is awesome. So I'm sure you already got the new official guide.
Yep, just picked it up today, so I can get a couple signatures in it.
Now, you said you started your collection in what year was that?
It was probably like 93. I won a contest in 1991, the Welcome to Our Side of the Radio, or whatever the contest was called.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
That was 21 years ago. So, yeah, I won that contest, won a couple albums, and then I was like, well, why not just buy all the albums? And so I started collecting, and then I started coming to the fall festivals before they did live, or they did one live show in 97, and then they did the fall festivals, and they were giving out freebies and promo items and whatever stuff you couldn't buy retail. So then I started building on that and then contacting the actors and the writers and collecting stuff that way.
Now, as a collector, I'm sure you probably prefer the actual physical CD albums over the downloads, but do you ever purchase any of the downloads?
I did, because I wanted to see what the like the digital booklet was, if it was different from the print version, but it's pretty much the same. You get the same bonus materials and everything. So I do buy all the print CD, the printed CDs or the physical CDs.
Well, dude, it was nice meeting you. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Don't forget to visit odysseyfan.com. Check out the pictures on my Facebook page of all my collection, and get in touch if you want to trade or buy anything.
So that was cool to meet Odyssey Fan, and then we headed back into the auditorium for the revealing of the winner of the Get in the Show contest.
After all of this time, 5,500 contestants down to three, the winning name is in this envelope. So
it's Get in the Show, the ultimate casting call. That's what it is. Winner. Ready?
We're ready.
There's a drum roll or something? Oh, I'm so excited. Congratulations, 1, 2, 3. Shona!
Come on up, Shona.
Wow, congratulations.
Here she comes. All right, everyone, on your feet for Shona.
Congratulations, you were just great.
So that was really cool, the unveiling of the winner.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I feel like I should be clapping.
I know, yeah. I was like,
let's give her a hand.
That's amazing. Cue the applause. I
know. Well, congratulations, Shona.
Yes, congratulations.
So she will get to play a character in the next album.
Nice.
So that's going to be awesome to hear. I mean, obviously, we always look forward to a new Odyssey album, but this will be really cool to hear the part that she's going to get to play. They didn't reveal that. So.
Mm.
So after that, we headed over to the Focus Welcome Center for a meet and greet with the actors and the crew members. They were all there as well. And so I was able to chat with some of the people that were in the line there waiting for the meet and greet. And we spoke with Hudson and Corey and Jonah and Bradley and his mother. All right, I'm here in line for the autographs for the actors, and we're talking with Hudson and Corey. Where'd you guys travel from today?
Well, we just moved here from Texas 2 months ago, and so we're really glad to be here.
So you're from here locally then?
Yes.
Okay. What was your favorite part of the show today?
Whenever the three girls did their auditions.
Okay. And what about you, Hudson?
When they announced the winner.
Oh, that was pretty exciting, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your favorite Odyssey character?
Matthew Parker.
Oh, that was pretty cool to see him up there, huh?
Yes.
And how about you?
Connie.
That seems to be a pretty common one out there today.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite episode?
Greener Conspiracy.
12 episodes. You can choose 12 for what your favorite.
I don't have one.
It's hard to choose, isn't it? Okay. One more question. Who are you most looking forward to getting autographed right now?
Matthew Parker.
I knew that one was coming. And how about you?
All of them.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're still here waiting in line, and I'm standing here with Jonah. Jonah, did you guys travel far to come to the event today?
Just about an hour.
Okay, so you're from here in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. What did you think of the show?
I thought it was really good.
And what was your favorite part?
Well, probably the question and answer session. I really enjoy hearing like what their life is like.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. Now, who's your favorite Odyssey character?
Woot and Bassett.
Man, I'm hearing that a lot today. But one more question. Do you have a favorite episode?
I have a lot of favorite episodes. It'd probably be Wooten's Broken Pencil Show on Cause and Effect.
Very good choice. Well, thanks for talking with me today, Jonah.
Thank you.
Well, we're here with Bradley and his family, and they are eagerly awaiting some autographs here in a few moments. Bradley, what did you think of the show?
It was a great performance.
It really was. What was your favorite part?
Just the testimonies of Connie, Matthew, and Whit, and just what they had to share with us.
They are some pretty talented people, aren't they?
They are.
Now, who's your favorite character? Even if it's not a current character, you can choose one from the past.
Probably Woot and Bassett.
Okay, you can't go wrong there, right? Did you pick up your wooden baseball cap over there?
I didn't.
Not yet? You better grab one of those before you head out.
I will.
Now, do you have a particularly favorite episode or a particular album that you really, really appreciate?
One of my favorite albums is Hidden Treasure. It's album 32.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bradley. And we have Mom here, and she was telling me a story a few moments ago. Would you share that with our listeners about your trip overseas and what did you have to take along with you?
Well, our family moved to Morocco, Africa, and we had limited space, but the one thing we had to take along was Adventures in Odyssey albums. It was the piece of America we took along, and it felt normal for our children. And when culture seemed hard, we could break out an Odyssey album, and it felt like home again.
That is fantastic, and I'm sure the Odyssey team who probably will hear this will take encouragement from your comments there. Now, you said something about a rule that your family has. Can you share that with us?
I think it's kind of a silly rule, but because my children listen to the album so much, they have most of them memorized. So we'll be having conversation at the dinner table, and someone will say something which sparks a memory about something that happened in Odyssey, and off it begins the quoting of Adventures in Odyssey. And so we made a rule, they cannot quote Adventures in Odyssey at the dinner table.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, something that's always funny is whenever you're with family and you have other people that aren't familiar with Odyssey, and you start quoting off these references, and everybody else is laughing and they have no clue what you're talking about.
Exactly. But back to Morocco, we shared our albums with a lot of the other international kids there. It became like the album library for Adventures in Odyssey. A lot of other people would come to our house and want to borrow our albums. They're like, oh, you have so many, we want to borrow some. So we shared.
That's awesome. How many albums do you folks have?
I don't know. My husband has them listed on the computer, and he's currently writing down the ones we don't have so we can continue to add to our collection.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So after that, we got to actually go through the line and meet the actors and say hello to the three finalists, and that was a lot of fun. But one of my favorite parts of the whole trip was getting to sit down and chat with Andre Stoica, Zach Callison, and Katie Lee.
And so jealous.
Do you guys have any idea who those people are?
No, I don't know. Play the clip so I can hear it.
Maybe you'll recognize their voices.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's try and figure this out, folks.
We're sitting here with the voice of John Avery Whitaker, Mr. Andre Stoica. Andre, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, we had a blast watching you on stage today. And you know, I have to say, you are really starting to take on that role of Mr. Whitaker and really make it your own. And you even made reference to that today. And I appreciate that you kind of had a hard place to fill because you had a lot of fans who are really used to two other voices, and you kind of had to step in there, and you have done a fantastic job with it, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, I appreciate those sentiments. Those are great shoes to fill, you know, particularly with Hal Smith, and I didn't know the second gentleman, but I knew Hal, and we would be on auditions together, and he was quite a wonderful guy, and I'm glad to have taken over that part. That's great.
And you've been doing it for,
4 years.
I know you get these kind of, a lot of same questions over and over, but is there a particular scene in an episode where Whit was maybe giving some particular advice that you really resonated with and you felt like it was really important to get that across to listeners?
You know, no, I don't think so, but I think that they've asked me what was my favorite show, and one of the shows that I for some strange reason I responded to, you know, we respond to these things for who knows what kind of reason, was the Green Ring Conspiracy, and I think one of the reasons I responded to it was that you know, Whit's son was involved in this and under some suspicion of not being a good guy. But Whit knew that he was a good guy because he had raised him correctly, you know. And if you have that confidence in yourself, when you let your children go, to know that they're going to do all right and they're going to behave on the moral level that you want them to behave, that's a great accomplishment for a parent. I know that in Los Angeles, when your child, well, I have a 25-year-old son now who's a wonderful actor, I should say, but when your child gets his first car, he has wheels, and the dynamic in a family changes when a child has wheels. And as a parent, you no longer have control of them. And yet, you know that you do have control of them because you've brought them up properly. And that's a good feeling. And I think the Odyssey show helps that kind of thing happen, you know. So I guess that's why I responded to the Green Ring conspiracy.
Have you ever worked on another project where there was such a active fan base?
No, never. There were certainly the Disney things for Winnie the Pooh, the Owl. There's a lot of fan mail for Owl, and but I don't know. Odyssey listeners are more passionate. I think that it's true. They mainly because this show touches people in a way that a cartoon doesn't touch. And so I think people become more committed to the characters. So, yeah, there's a wonderful fan base for Owl. Certainly a wonderful fan base for Starlight in the Rainbow Bright series. But these people, the Odyssey people, are very committed to the characters, and I really appreciate that.
So today, you and Katie and Zach, you performed a script on a stage in front of a live audience. I'm sure there's a different dynamic than being in the studio. Are you able to get feedback from the audience response? Does that help your performance?
Always when you're able to do that. I grew up in at the end of big time network radio, where they did have live audiences for radio shows, and I grew up seeing how those characters handled the audiences. And so, having an audience really makes a difference, particularly for wit, because. Wit is a kind of the straight man of this show. You know, he is the one that's sensible and says the right thing. And he's surrounded by all these crazy people, who are going in their own directions. And so when it plays in front of an audience, as it did in Dallas and it did today, other people have the laugh lines,
Yeah.
But I have the next line. So I have to judge when I'm going to come in, when that audience laughter has kind of died down. I don't want it to die out entirely. I want to come in over it, and I have to make that judgment call. That's kind of fun.
Well, I think you did a masterful job. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Glad to do it. Thanks.
All right, I'm here with Zach Callison, the voice of Matthew Parker, one of the newer characters here on AIO. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fantastic. You guys did awesome up there on the stage today. Is that a lot of fun to perform in front of a live audience?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely different from what we do in the studio with Avengers and Odyssey. This is the second time I've done it. I did it in Dallas earlier this year, and it's an interesting experience. It's a lot different from what we normally do, so I enjoy it.
Now, how long have you been acting?
Acting? I started acting in St. Louis when I was 7, so that would make it 7 or 8 years now.
You're pretty active on social media, and do you find that helps at all with getting any parts, or is it just more of a way to connect with fans?
It's a way to connect with fans for the most part. I've met some people who have interviewed me and stuff, but nothing really part related. It's just a way to connect with the fans and basically just communicate with the world.
Now, were you a listener of Odyssey before you got a part on the show?
I was not. I listened to one of the Christmas specials before I actually worked on the show, and that was cool. I like this whole radio thing, because I'd never been able to experience a radio program before, because unfortunately they are much less than they used to be. But I think that Odyssey is a great thing and definitely promotes radio shows, and it's something I listen to now because of being on the show and learning about it.
Do you have a fellow actor on the show that you really enjoy working with, that every time you see on the script that you're going to be working with them, that you just get excited to play off of each other in the studio?
Everybody on this cast is amazing. Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, all the people who play parts in the Parker family. But if I had to say one person, it would probably be Jess Harnell, who plays Wooten. He's just an amazing teaching experience whenever he's in the studio, and we talk a lot. He's hilarious, cracks jokes jokes in the studios, gets everybody's the giggles. It's great what he does.
The Parker family, you know, you got the older sister and then the younger sister. Is there any relation there at all to your actual family life, or do you ever come across anything in the episodes that you're like, oh yeah, that sounds just like something that would happen in the family?
Well, I'm an only child, so that makes it much different. So I do like the different experience, though. It allows me to experience that family dynamic with a five-person family, and I enjoy that.
So is it difficult at all to try to get into that part where you're relating to siblings?
No, because I feel like I'm into Matthew enough to where I can see how he would handle any situation. And, I mean, the writing definitely aids in the acting part. So it's the writing makes everything much easier, makes my life much easier.
And one final question. Is there any particular storyline or story arc that you would really like to see the writers take the character of Matthew Parker?
I've never been asked this question before. Let me think about this for a second. I really did like the Perfect Church episodes where they went in the Imagination Station. As far as episodes go, I'd love to see more of that. Those are really good. And I mean, Matthew's always been kind of a lighthearted guy, and he's he basically tries to uphold the positivity as much as he can, but he also has that sarcastic side. You know, I don't know. That's a tough question. I'll be thinking about that for a while because I'm intrigued to think of what could happen to him. But yeah, I like that question.
All right. Well, thanks, Zach. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
No problem.
All right. So we are sitting here with Katie Lee, the voice of Connie Kindle. And Katie, how are you doing today?
I'm great. It's been a great day.
Are you exhausted after that long day?
Yeah, but you know, it's a good exhaustion.
Well, I mean, you've been playing this character for since almost the very beginning.
25 years.
Yeah. As you look back over this time, what do you think about? I mean, what comes to mind when you look back 25 years of doing this fantastic radio drama? Is there anything that comes to mind, any kind of emotions that you're feeling?
Yeah, I just feel incredibly, incredibly blessed to be part of this. Nobody knew when we first started that it would last this long, that it would have the impact it's had on individuals and families. And today, the birthday celebration and hearing people, you know, the recordings they had of those who, you know, started the show, and it's just... It was very emotional for me because, you know, we don't have half the people we started with, and a lot of them have passed. And it's, you know, to realize I've been so blessed to be a part of this for so long. And I'm one of the old timers, and it is very emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to work with some amazing people, Hal Smith, Paul Herlinger. I was talking on the phone a few days back with another radio drama guy, Larry Albert. I'm not sure if you know who he is. They're from a group up in Seattle, but he was talking about working with Paul, and just we're losing these greats in the industry. And I mean, to be able to work with those people, I mean,
I'll just say that, you know, I'm really fortunate because for me and Will Ryan, we're good friends, starting out in this business when we did in the early 80s, people who had been recording even in the 30s and 40s were just finishing their careers, and we got to work with them. And a lot of the people who are just like classic actors, on-camera actors, but radio actors, have all come through the doors of Odyssey, and I've been blessed to know them and work with them, people you haven't even mentioned. I mean, Parley Bear, Earl Bowen, Alan Young, Janet Waldo, some I can't even think of their names off the top of my head, but are just classic actors that I grew up watching and listening to. I've ended up being in the recording studio with and getting to know, and my life is just so blessed to have been in contact with these people that so many people very soon will not even know who they were, and I've been fortunate enough to not only, you know them, but work with them. You know, extremely talented people, a whole generation of people that, you know, are getting too old to live on this earth anymore, unfortunately, but the stories I've been fortunate enough to listen to and the history, I wish I had recorded everything. Yeah.
All of those moments where you guys weren't recording episodes, I mean, I hear from the official podcast and other interviews that you guys, the actors, have done, you know, when Will pulls out the ukulele and then Hal would start, you know, singing. I mean, those times have got to be precious.
Oh, my goodness. It was just so much fun. So much fun. And we've just always had a... Well, we were blessed. I mean, I totally believe it's a God thing, because most of us, the original cast of Odyssey, were the cast of another show on the Disney Channel called Dumbo Circus. And we worked with each other 3 days a week for a year and a half before we ended up on Adventures in Odyssey. And the first time we went to the recording session and we were all there, we're like, you're here? You're here? We had no idea that we had been cast completely outside of Dumbo Circus, so we all knew each other. We really knew each other really well. So there was no having to get to know each other. We knew each other's, what we were capable of. We were comfortable with each other. So from the very first episode, it was like we'd known each other for a long time, because we had.
Yeah, and I heard that you were able to pull in some other actors that you had worked with in the past. Like, I believe you got Townsend on the show. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got Townsend on the show. I got Jess on the show, who plays Wooten. Townsend plays Jason. I'm trying to think. Others. There are other people. Those are people who have regular roles on Odyssey that I'm so happy. And when Kimmy Robertson came on a couple years ago as Penny, I didn't know her, but we did an episode, and it was so much fun working with her, and we connected, and I begged them, the only time they've listened to me, I begged them, I said, please keep her on the show. Connie needs a friend, and I really want to get my own apartment as Connie, and I'd really like her to be my roommate, and they did it, and that was amazing. So we're all really, she's happy too. We like being roommates.
That's awesome.
Even if it's only in our minds.
Now, you know, a lot of fans were all into the whole Connie Mitch thing, and a lot of angst, I guess you could say, over the decision that Kathy made recently. And I think that's probably why they did that official podcast, in that response to that outcry from the fans. Now, what did you personally feel like? Were you hoping that the whole Connie Mitch thing would happen, or how did you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, it was just too dramatic for me to keep up with. So I was kind of hoping it would just stop and we could start over with something else, because that relationship was crazy. It was, you know, it was every time I turned around, there was something dramatic going on, or he was there, he wasn't there. And, you know, as an actor, I don't know, I put myself in the role and it was like draining. I thought, you know what? Let's stop.
Well, I got to say, those last few lines of that episode, Something Old, Something New, you did a fantastic job just putting the feeling into that. You could really feel, like, I guess, the anguish that Connie was feeling at that time. You just did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got some good feedback about that. It was, I was so surprised when I came to the studio that day, and Steve was there, Steve and his daughter. I mean, we're friends, and I had no idea. Nobody told me he was coming, so I was, like, shocked to see him. And then, of course, when we did the script, it was... You know, because you're kind of saying goodbye to the character, but I also knew he may not work on the show again. And that was, you know, I can put some of that into, you know, my acting, you know, use my real emotions about this is really done, you know.
Well, they're just going to have to bring him back as Rodney Rathbone again.
I wish they would. I wish that's something I can really get behind, because I miss Rodney.
You hear that, Nathan, Paul?
Oh, they hear me all the time. I told you, they don't listen to me that often.
Katie, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I have to say, no, Katie, it was our pleasure.
Yeah. Wow, that was awesome.
Precisely.
Wow. Wow.
Anything else profound to say, guys?
Speechless.
Wow.
Let me say that upside down. Mom.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, I'll give you a minute. You'll get it.
No, I got it.
I got it.
It just wasn't funny.
Took me a second.
Well, and then to top off the day, I got to sit down with Nathan Hubler and just chat with him about some of the things that are going on in Odyssey now and a little bit more about the 25th birthday celebration. And it was just a wonderful day. Thank you very much, Nathan, for sitting down with me. And we'll let you listen in on that now.
Right, so the day is all over. I mean, we had a fantastic event. I'm sitting here with Nathan Hubler. You guys pulled it off, man. It was a fantastic event. I mean, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling really good. I mean, these are some of my favorite times for working on Adventures in Odyssey. I mean, really, probably my favorite times is these live shows, because it's always a race to get to the finish. And the last few weeks ahead of time, you're just doing so many preparations and getting everything ready to go. But then the day of is so much fun, because I figure there's nothing else that can be prepared, and you just go with the flow and just enjoy whatever happens. And so it feels good to be done with it. It's kind of a, you know, a good kind of tired feeling.
Yeah,
and Brock kind of filled in a little bit of the information during the event itself, but can you give us a little bit more information on the whole idea behind this entire Get in the Show event and doing this live show? Can you fill in any more on that?
Sure. Well, the Get in the Show event was, or the Get in the Show contest was an idea from Chris Perez and Brock Eastman. It was really their brainchild. They thought of this idea and figured out what we were going to do for it. And it was just an idea of how can we get the fans involved and how can we involve people around the country and get them to come into these different bookstores and really do an Odyssey event that's not just sending stuff in directly to Focus, which is still, it's great when we've been able to do those contests, but to be able to engage people in the bookstores and at their homes is really a fun thing. So they were trying to think, what can we do that's different for the 25th anniversary? And so this is what came out of that. And there was a video that we played in during this event that kind of talked through the history about 5 minutes, and hopefully we'll get that on the podcast before too long so people can see kind of the idea from the germ of the idea all the way through to the culmination here today.
Now, the script that was used for the auditions with the finalists, was that written specifically for this event, or was that is that going to be appearing in any future episode?
It was written specifically for this event. It could show up in a future episode. It's short, of course. You know, it's about 8 minutes long, I think, and so it wouldn't make a full episode. But it's always possible that it would show up in an episode or some version of it. It seems like everything shows up somewhere. It's never wasted, that there are always pieces of things that show up somewhere. It's the script that they auditioned with is not the character that the winner is going to play. That's a different character that we're recording in January. But I'm sure that some piece of that is going to show up somewhere.
Now, to correspond here with the 25th birthday, you recently released the birthday edition of the official guide. Now, for those who have the first edition, or technically the second, but the first one that you put together, what's different in this new version, and why would somebody who already has that one, what is it that's going to entice them to get this new edition?
Sure. Well, we have about 100 new pages in it. We always talk about this with the new guides, is that we wish we could do two editions, you know, one for if you already have it and then one additional one. But we tried to put as much new content as we could in this edition. One thing, of course, is we have albums 51 through 56, plus Truth Chronicles, plus Passages, plus the podcast, plus international edition, stuff that's happened since the first guide was printed, or in the case of the podcast, stuff that was just getting started when the first edition was printed. We also have a new color section in the back. We also have more interviews with the actors at the beginning. We have a tribute to Paul Herlinger and several of the people who have passed away since the first edition was printed. We have a lot of the new artwork in there as well. And so one thing that I really like about this edition, and you almost have to look at the two side by side to see this, is that because of the way it was designed, the first edition had so many pictures and so much going on, which was great. And then this time through, I think the pictures especially really pop. If you compare similar pages in the two, it just the pictures are processed in such a way that they look even better than they did the first time around.
I had one question regarding the Imagination Station. Now, we recently heard a totally new Imagination Station on some recent episode. Can you share, like, where did that idea come from to use the door technique and why that was employed?
I think it was, I know it was the Imagination Station Revisited is the first time that we saw this new Imagination Station, and that was Paul McCusker's idea to bring a different spin to the Imagination Station and kind of tell a story in a different way. Part of the, I guess you'd say, difficulty is if you're going on an Imagination Station adventure and you're seeing a bunch of different scenes in the old Imagination Station, that was kind of hard if you're going to a lot of different places, because every time you'd go to a different place, you'd have to pause. The person would kind of have to get swept away by the Imagination Station and kind of land and say, okay, where am I? Whereas with the doors, if you're doing a show that has a bunch of different scenes, like we're working on the story preview of coming attractions, we're working on the story of Hannah and Samuel, and there are so many different scene transitions to do that every time, you know, the person goes, whoa, whisked away to somewhere else, lands somewhere else, it's hard to do. But with the new one, they just step through a door and they're in a new place, and it goes faster for shows that have a lot of different location changes. And so that was just a real practical way about it. Probably also Paul just wanted to spice things up a little bit and bring some new ideas to the Imagination Station.
The sound effect now for that, it's got like a popping, cracking sound to it. Can you tell us a little bit about maybe some of the things you used to make that?
Well, Nate Jones was the original guy who created all those sound effects for the new Imagination Station. So you should talk to him and see all the different things he created. I know he worked on that for a long time. And when we first heard that show in his studio that was just tuned right, it just was amazing, just what he had done with that. Now, we just had an episode in Album 56, Great Expectations, where Rob Jorgensen created even more sound effects for this new Imagination Station. And we thought, again, he just had gone above and beyond what he needed to do for that show. It just really was cool what he'd done with the Imagination Station. I'm not sure exactly what they used to create those sound effects, but whatever it was, then they need to do more of it because it was very cool.
Nathan, thank you very much. I know it's you've been had a full day, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, and thank you for coming all the way here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So after we finished chatting there, he gave me some information that he wanted us to share with the listeners here. So this is being announced for the very first time.
Ooh-hoo.
On the record. Nathan informed me that he's trying to make the effort to get every single Odyssey episode that has ever been produced released to the public. There are several of them still out there that have not been released, including all of the Officer Harley episodes.
Cool. I love Officer Harley.
That's so awesome. All the Officer Harley episodes being released. That is awesome.
So no date on when those are coming, but those Officer Harley episodes will be released in the relatively near future.
Man, you heard it first right here at Audio Theater Central.
That's right.
You no know kidding. It now. And don't you forget it.
Yeah. Wow.
And one final note is that they have also made the complete recording of the Dallas live show available for download.
Nice.
So you can click the link in the show notes and you can find out how to get that for yourself. Well, before we wrap up this jam-packed episode, I did want to say that in the show notes is a photo album with lots of pictures from the event, so you can check that out. Also, wanted to say very special thanks to my friend Mike Sesma, who was really instrumental in helping make this trip to Focus on the Family possible. Couldn't have done it without his help. So I appreciate that very much, Mike. And also thanks to my brother Steve for stepping in and helping out at the event, acting as photographer and just helping out wherever he could while I was running all over trying to chat with people. So I appreciate that. And also very, very special thanks to all of the Focus staff and the Odyssey team, Brock, Evan, Nathan, Paul, everybody who helped get these interviews lined up and just for being just a pleasure to work with. So we really, really appreciate it.
Excellent.
You're speechless.
Yes. I think this will probably go down in the annals of history as one of the best Audio Theater Central shows ever. And I have a special reason for that.
Yes.
You've heard from me and from Roy probably less than at any other time on the show.
That was funny. We've had, but all the content, the great interviews and everything, it's been fun.
It's been very fun. We've been listening to this for the first time as well, so our reactions are just wow.
Or mom.
Yeah.
Or mom.
Okay, here we go.
Well, guys, thank you very much for listening. If you're a new listener who just recently found the show, thank you very much for checking it out. We hope you will subscribe and become a longtime listener.
That's right.
We love hearing from our fans. There's many, many ways that you can do that. Why don't you rattle off some of them real quickly, Roy?
You can email us. Our email address is feedback@audiotheatercentral.com. You can go to our comment section on audiotheatercentral.com. Underneath every post that we put up, there is a comment section. You can type in whatever you would like to say there. Also, on audiotheatercentral.com, there is a little side note on your web browser that will say, leave a message. And you can click that, and you can leave us a voicemail, and we will share what you leave us there on the show. And we'd love to hear from all of you. Also, we have a phone number that you can send a text message, you know, just real quick, or you can leave them a voicemail there. And the number for that is 623-688-2770. Once again, 623-688-2770. So we'd love to hear what you think of our show, and if you dislike it or you just think it's plain corny. Sorry.
Not too many people think that.
No, okay. Yeah, I'm kidding. But we'd love to hear from you. And
although yeah. I wouldn't blame them if they did.
Right. Exactly.
You're like, please close your mouth and just let the people talk. Let the interview. Let Paul McCusker or whoever you're interviewing. Just don't even say anything. No, I'm kidding.
So you could call that 623-688-2770 or 623-MUTPAZ0.
Okay.
If you want to use the letter designations instead.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a cool number like that.
Yeah, not too really. Bad. Yeah.
But couldn't really come up with anything off the top of my head, so it's just MIPA0.
Can you spell that, please? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, guys, I think that will do it for today. Also wanted to say real quickly thank you very much to Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, and Zach Callison for agreeing to let me interview them. That was a highlight, and It was an amazing time. Thank you very much. And thank you, everybody who is listening. We will see you next time.
Audio Theater Central is a production of Radio CSS Media. RadioCSS.com.
Cakes are good.